Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Emerald Coast Coins.
Yes.
How are you?
I am doing great. It's almost Saturday.
It's post-Halloween.
It is.
And I didn't get to see you right before Halloween, so how was it?
It was fabulous. Garrett and I gave out large candy bars because, you know, I couldn't find candy at 3:30 on Halloween day, so I bought big candy bars.
No, you could not. So you got suckered. The system got you, girl.
Totally did. But hey, the kids in my neighborhood loved it.
That's so fun. So you and Garrett got to pass out some candy. Did you dress up?
I wore like a witch's like cape like thing.
Ooh.
It was like a very had stars and stuff on it, and Garrett was an Umbreon.
Okay.
Yes.
Very nice. I almost did that whole witch thing, but then, you know, I'm already sometimes referred to that, so I didn't do it.
Own it. I own it. I own whatever.
I love it. I was a minion.
There you go. I saw it. So, I loved it so much.
It was, I did not pick it out. Let me just say, you do things for your kids to make them happy. And so I thought of you too. I was like, this is like one of her moments. She loves like just getting into the spirit of just having fun.
Yes.
And then being able to love on people and get your kids involved in it.
Yes.
And so I wanted to know, did you get to go to Disney yet?
Saturday.
It's happening this week.
This
okay,
week.
That's what I thought. I was like, did I miss it?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So we're going.
This week.
And it's like the last few weeks of Disney just being decorated for Thanksgiving.
I think so. And I get to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Disney.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And food and wine is happening. I mean, I just get to live it all.
Oh, it is food and wine. There's a lot of individuals I know right now that are flocking to Disney. I don't know. If you're a Disney person and like you are committed, like that is a level of commitment that I have never seen before outside of college football. And so please, and if you're a Disney person or a collector, you want to send in a picture, you want to text in your coins, your dollar bills, y'all, whatever it is, 850-437-1620. And I would love to know if you have any cool the Disney coins.
Yes.
Do you still have the Millennium Falcon?
We do still have some of the Millennium Falcon. We actually have some 1 ounce silver, like Star Wars ones right now that are definitely more than silver price, but they're super amazing. Darth Vader and a Stormtrooper. Ooh. Oh my gosh, I love them so much.
They're silver coins?
They're silver coins, 1 ounce. They're shaped like the little chibi style.
Yes.
That you could get from like the Perth Mint. I believe my brain is just totally froze on me where they came from. But New Zealand Mint, that's where they came from.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
And they're like little fat looking, but
yes,
they're super amazing. So we have some of those in the store.
How much does that run somebody?
$135, somewhere in there. They're totally worth every
That's
single.
That's relatively priced for a collector.
Yes, you know me. I'm all the Star Wars. Like, perfect for the Star Wars fan for Christmas. For the holidays, which are coming up, get in, buy your stuff now. You know, everybody's, like, been preparing for the holidays now. We have our stuff in stock now. Silver Eagles, Gold Eagles, Star Wars.
Yeah, actually, are we going to be getting into busy season as we are entering?
Getting in, been in, yes,
been
all
in.
Of the above.
Yeah, actually, give me some updates when it comes to Emerald Coast Coins, what's happening in the store, what's new, what's changing.
So, first things first, yes, we are still Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. That hasn't changed. We're not open on Saturday or Sunday. So make sure you get to the store those hours, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. The biggest thing I like to let people know that I don't know that we talk about enough on the show, maybe I haven't, we do not take credit or debit on gold and silver bullion.
Yes. Why is that?
Because our profit margin is not big enough on that stuff. So You know, that is a cash transaction, cash or check. So cash or check, local checks are good.
Yes.
Bring that kind of, you know, bring that in.
And that's on gold and silver bullion.
Gold and
only.
Silver bullion. Supplies and stuff like that. You know, collectible things, not the Star Wars stuff. Collectibles, that kind of things. Let me back up. Supplies and stuff, we do take credit and debit.
Okay.
Metal detectors that we sell, credit or debit is fine.
Okay.
Totally, totally chill.
Okay, very good.
Not silver or gold.
All right, so you can bring your credit, but if you're trying to get some gold and silver bullions, please bring your cash or a checkbook with you.
Yeah.
I am still like, I feel, I don't know. I am an old soul inside, and so I carry a checkbook with me at all times.
Same.
Please don't come rob me.
Okay. Yeah. Please don't.
We get silly, and I promise you, I promised Steve I would keep it together. Oh, I promised gosh. You, Dad, I'd keep it together.
Right?
850-437-1620. How much is a 1909 SVDB Lincoln cent worth? Man, I
oh
feel
my
like that
gosh.
Was a tongue twister.
They are tongue twisters. So a 1909 SVDB, they have been doing pretty hot lately. It all depends on condition. I would definitely.
Why are those hot?
They're the first of the Lincoln cents, the Lincoln wheat cents.
And
they're
really?
they're the better of the ones. They have called the store for sure to they'd probably want to look at it. Dad would probably want to see it.
Yeah,
they can be a few hundred dollars and up, like, you know, depending on condition.
Wait,
so,
how do you know? I'm trying to look at this picture online. How do you know if it's an SVDB? Where do you see
so
that?
So the S will be under the date. So 1909, the S will be under the date.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
Then when you flip it over on the back, on the very bottom, you're going to see a VDB for Victor Denham.
Victor David Brenner.
Yeah, I can never say his name. I'm like, yeah, it's like a tongue twister sometimes.
Wow, look at that. Okay, so I'm look. Listen, I can Google pretty stinking fast. Apparently,
awesome.
So okay, in 1909, because I'm also looking at the date. In 1909, the United States changed the design of the 1 cent coin from the Indian head.
Correct.
Are we even allowed to say that?
We still do.
Okay. Well, if you could just have seen her face. To a design that commemorates the 100th anniversary of President Abraham Lincoln's birth. How cool is that?
Yes. And then in 2009, they did the commemorative set for Lincoln. So they had four different designs on the back of the pennies before they went to the shield, which is what we have on the back of the pennies now.
No, what? That
oh
is,
my gosh. I know. I just mind-blowing.
Yeah, that is some history right there. And that happened in 2009, so 100 years later.
Yes.
What? That is so cool. I love history like that. That is awesome. Okay, so wait. I forgot if we answered the question.
It could be a few hundred bucks.
A few hundred dollars.
And depending on condition.
Oh, okay. So if you have one of those bad boys lying around, hold on to it. Don't pay for your coffee with it. When they
don't
say take a penny, leave a penny, don't leave that penny.
Don't leave that penny.
That one's yours.
I had a customer find some, and he got some in his change. Like,
really?
a long time ago when I had my Milton's shop.
I just got chills.
I know, right? We thought one was real and one wasn't real because they do fake those. That's just one of the coins that people, you know, fake.
Of course, they
fake everything.
They just have to ruin everything.
But, yeah, so totally take it to the shop, 1811 Creighton Road, and, you know, if you have one, let somebody check it out. Most likely my dad or my brother, because they're better at detecting that stuff than I am.
That is too cool. Okay, here's another one. Morgan Silver Dollars. What is the year that we should look for?
Oh my gosh. Carson cities are definitely the year to look for.
So what is a Carson City?
So a Carson City is from Carson City, Nevada.
Okay.
And I know there are specific years. Man, you guys are hitting me with the hard questions today. You
Uh-oh.
Guys woke up determined.
Carson City, Nevada. So I'm trying to Google. I need to use my laptop to get it closer over here.
I didn't
bring my reading glasses. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so the Morgan Silver Dollar in Carson City, the Nevada branch. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So there's a mint. There was a mint there. Is it, which year is it? 1878.
1878 is the first year they started.
Okay, so is that's an original.
That's like the very first year. But any Carson City is going to have value because they didn't make a lot of Carson City dollars in general. And
why
then,
is that?
I don't know why they... I don't know why. They just did.
I don't know why. They just did. They were like, we quit. We're done.
They did. They didn't make a lot of those. And I want to say 1895, I want to say, is another year that is like an awesome year to get. Like the 1895 is like one of the best years to get.
Okay, 1895.
Yes.
We can look at that one. Very good. All right, 850-437-1620. Stephanie is here from Emerald Coast Coins. You can call or you can text in. You can't call in pictures. I don't know how to do that yet.
No.
Like telepathically send me them. But you can text in pictures. In fact, we love seeing them too. If there's something, it doesn't even have to be a coin. If there's something that you have collected in your home that you absolutely love and you want to show it off today and describe a story to it, we love those too.
Yeah.
I love stories behind things because I feel like that is actually what makes it valuable and just rich with history and love.
Yes. Going off of the Morgan dollars.
Yes.
This year, they came out with some 100 year anniversary. So the 2021 and Morgan dollars and Peace dollars, because they stopped in 1921 from the Morgan dollars and started making Peace dollars. So this year they made some Morgan dollars, and we have some of those in our store. They did a limited edition of the Morgan dollars and Peace dollars, and we do have those in our store to sell also.
Now, who is, did a specific mint make those?
So they made, we don't have the Carson City for those, but they
okay.
did Philadelphia, Denver, San Francisco. They did the New Orleans. They did.
Do
a,
they stamp them with the? They
did.
Stamp
they stamped
them with the city. Okay,
with the city, Carson City. They did each mint.
Okay.
For each one of those, we don't have the Carson Cities. I don't think we have the New Orleans mint, but we have Philadelphia, Denver, San Francisco. We have those. You'd have to call the store to get the prices. I want to say they're around $120.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Reasonable.
Great Christmas presents for everybody. The mint, anybody who tried to get them online knew it was really difficult to get. Anybody who ever tries to order from the mint knows how difficult sometimes it is to order things from the mint.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, my gosh. But it was so much fun. But we were able to get a whole bunch in.
Okay.
Those are great Christmas presents for the collectors who love the Morgan dollars, which is one of my favorite coins because, you know, it's in the movie Tombstone and cowboy
yes.
movies and everything.
Love, love, love. Hey, what's FYLCC stand for? FYLCC. Carson City. Oh, I see what he's saying. I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
No, you're good.
Okay. Okay. So it all blurred together in my text thread.
I see.
Our... texters 850-437-1620. Somebody texted in, FYI, I told you I forgot my Stephanie, why does this happen when you're here? I don't have my reading glasses.
For political
I left them
reasons.
In my car.
Got it.
Yeah, so the Carson City Mint is closed for political reasons.
It closed a long time ago for political reasons.
Yeah.
Got you, dude.
That's sad. How dare you let your politics get in the way of our pleasure. 850-437-1620. Please text in. Yes, if you do all caps, it's better for me today, apparently, because I'm having a hard time over here. Oh, hey, speaking of gift giving, which we're going to talk more about in the upcoming weeks with Emerald Coast Coins, a great way to support local, veteran-operated, family-operated businesses and do something different this holiday season. I've been brainstorming when it comes to the holidays because we're less than 2 months away from Christmas and trying to think of unique, fun, minimal gifts.
Yes.
Right? But let's say they buy a Morgan Silver dollar for a gift for a collector or somebody who just wants something neat to display in their study or in their office area
right.
and living room. But how would you display something like that? Can you describe it?
So I would start with what we have airtights for sure to put them in. You can buy the little stands. You know how sometimes you get like the little clear stands that you would put like tiny little pictures on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a great little way I would think to display it. You can also get little cases to put them in. I don't know that we don't always have cases in the store to put
sure.
them in, but that's something you could probably find in a hobby shop.
Oh, that's true. Or even in like an antique store.
In an antique store for sure. Right.
They have like, different cases.
Exactly.
A shadow box.
Yes. Shadow boxes. Like there's different ways you can find to help display them for anybody. Like set up something unique and different. Like for anybody. And I always like if you can, I always tell people like you can go back like if you can go back 100 years or even 50 years from when the person was born, like that's a unique thing. If you can't with the Morgan dollar, like, you know, any kind of half dollar,
or the year
whatever,
that they were born.
Or the year that they were born. Like,
I love that idea.
That's like one of the best presents, I think, ever.
So that's unique.
Yes.
It's valuable and it's personable.
And it's, yes.
Personable.
Yes, personable. That word.
One of those words, we're doing it.
We got it.
It is 10:21 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins. We're having fun all the time back here. We'd love to see your pictures, and you're helping us out too, FYI.
Yes.
So please continue to send in those texts. Any questions, 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call here. If you have a question more specifically for Emerald Coast Coins, 850-473-1515 on 1811 Creighton Road.
Yes.
I heard somebody the other day call it Creighton.
It's not Creighton.
And all I could think was Kraken.
That's exactly where my mind is at.
Boom. Oh. That was so good. Why am I my face is red and hot from just the excitement of that just now, Stephanie.
Because we're kismet.
Exactly. But it's really cool opportunity to go and check things out. Wear your mask in store.
Yes.
You know, social distance. Keep in check. And if you aren't completely comfortable going in, call ahead of time to see
totally.
If there's a time you can come in.
100%. We work to accommodate with every single person. So definitely call ahead and see what you can do or what we can do to help accommodate you best possible way ever. That's what we have always tried to do. You know, we've been around for 20 years.
20 years, veteran owned, family operated. You get to meet everybody, meet the puppies.
Yes.
Hang out and get to talk history, and you get to have some fun.
Lots of history buffs in the store.
You can buy and sell gold, silver, platinum, coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, watches, diamonds, currency.
Pocket watches. Specific.
And then, of course, what was the time again? If you are going to sell jewelry.
We ask that you come in by 4 o'clock because it's time consuming. We have to do paperwork for the police department and to type in your jewelry and test it and everything. It can be really time consuming. You know, don't come in with a whole bucket full and be like, hey, let's take all this apart and look at it all. You know,
yeah,
definitely.
Maybe call ahead for those bigger buckets.
Yes, definitely call ahead because sometimes it can be really overwhelming.
Okay.
Or come in first thing in the morning.
Yes. And what time do y'all open?
9 a.m. on the dot.
Bright and early, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Close.
Yes.
Saturday and Sundays for family time, which I absolutely love. And you're busy throughout the week, so
we
that's
are.
A good thing.
Lunchtime is awesome.
Lunchtime is always awesome. I'm already thinking about lunchtime.
Yes.
So I'm thinking soup and maybe some pot roast because that's what we've been talking about
wonderful.
This morning. Pot roast and Morgan dollars.
Yes. Do you know what else we have in the store that's awesome for Christmas?
Wait.
Meteorites.
Are you serious?
Yes, totally.
At Emerald Coast Coins, you have meteorites?
Emerald Coast Coins, we have meteorites.
How did you get those?
We acquired them from one of our most favorite people ever that is out of Louisiana. And I don't know
I've
where
met
he
him.
Got- yes.
He's so awesome.
He is so awesome.
No way. That is such... Do you know... that one of my most favorite Christmas gifts ever was when somebody bought me a star and named it after me.
See?
I know.
Oh my God.
I turned him down.
but you got a star named after you.
Sorry. I'm just saying, though, a meteorite would be
the next
that
best thing.
in a display case.
Yes.
What? You know, like the star at Christmas and Jesus.
Hello.
Hello. I'm just telling
yes.
you. And also, quick side note, this time of year, you see so many falling stars.
You do.
In this area. I saw one the other night.
We have widow's mites, too.
So explain what a widow's mites is. mite is.
Widow's mite. The widow's mite is what, you know, the widows actually gave to Jesus. They gave their last things to Jesus.
Their final. No way.
Yes.
You have those in store?
We have those in store. And people
what?
Are...
What a cool...
Yes. So that's a very... You know, one of the...
We're going to have a whole episode just to talk about that. I feel like we need to hold off because that is amazing.
Those are one of the things that we sell a lot of during Christmas time when we have a lot. I don't know how many we have right now, but we try to get a lot of those around Christmas time because those are very pertinent, you know, for the holiday season.
Very cool.
Yes.
I that is very special. Oh, does it come with a certification?
I don't want to say they come with a certification, but they do come with a little story.
Oh, I love that. Even more fun. That is such a special thing to give to a kiddo and just like be able to, you know, grow up when having that all around and share that story.
And when you're, I was about to say, when you're talking about the story of Jesus,
yeah,
whatever, you get to tell the story.
And you pull that out while you're reading it, like the gift of the Magi or something.
Yes.
I love that. And that's so special. And the story in the Bible where the widow gave her very last coin to Jesus is such a special story.
It is.
I think that's very sweet. You just blew my mind. I promise I won't cry. 850-437-1620. I was going to ask you. Oh, we always talk about this. And it's about right before 1027 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Emerald Coast Coins is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Yes. No weekends right now.
Or ever.
This is my
go away.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's my last Halloween voice. I swear.
You have a good one. I talk like I'm a vampire. I can't do it today. Gold and silver, how's it doing?
Gold and silver has been relatively steady lately, so I'm not mad at it.
We're not mad today.
It's been right around, gold's been right around 1800. It's been teetering right around that price range, and silver's been right around $24. Silver Eagle prices, premiums have been going up on Silver Eagles.
Okay.
I didn't check them before I left this morning, so I couldn't tell you the prices on those. I want to say definitely get in and get Silver Eagles before the end of the year if that's something you typically try to buy. We have plenty in stock right now.
Okay, and how much do those run usually?
They have been so silver's at 24, so they've been about $34.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reasonably priced.
Sure. Yes.
You think that's too low or too high?
I think it's high.
Okay.
I think it'll go higher. So no. I want to say get it.
Is that inflation?
I want to say they do it every year. It's higher than it has been. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it's going to go back down.
Okay.
This is just my opinion.
Yeah, sure. Well, it fluctuates anyways.
It does fluctuate anyways. Like the premiums went down. And then they started going back up again. I think my opinion is that they're going to go back up again before the 2022s come out. Grab them while you can.
Okay. So
that's my opinion.
That's
not the store's opinion. That's just Steph's opinion.
Yeah, that's Steph's opinion.
So don't yell at Dad.
If you get mad, get her. But then you'll have to come through me.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But we're still seeing silver
Steph's
as
a big
the
girl.
Trend.
She can take care of herself.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. She just put her fists in. We are still seeing silver as the trend, though.
100% we're seeing silver as the trend. I will have, for every one person that buys gold, three people will buy silver.
Okay. That's
100%.
Amazing still to me.
It is to me, too. But silver's not where it should be.
That's what I'm noticing.
Yes. So...
But it's still, that's the trend.
But I will still have, like I said, you know, we had a few people come in this week and make nice purchases on gold. So that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah.
So
that's just so funny. It kind of shows you just how the world is when it comes to, you know, the fluctuation.
Exactly.
And you just don't know each week how it's going to kind of, is it going to dip or is it going to go up? And I think it's kind of a fun game. I guess in your business, sometimes you're like, wait, come back.
Yeah. But it's also fun. It's fun. Just like, you know, like what everybody's doing, everything. It's just a fun game to kind of watch and see, you know, do we sometimes lose, you know, does everybody lose a little bit of money on it? Just like stocks.
It's very true.
It's just like the stocks, you know.
Very true.
Just wait and see. Just play with it.
And don't wait and see. Go on into the store, Emerald Coast Coins.
Yes.
Go online, emeraldcoastcoins.com. Have all the information that you need Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you want to call ahead, Yeah. 850-473-1515.
Message us on Facebook if you have questions too.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Come see the pups.
Come see the puppies. Go see all the cool things. Get ready to do that holiday shopping right now.
Right now.
Steph?
Yes.
All right. I'll see you in a couple weeks. Okay, girlfriend?
Yes.